Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Hi, people. Why did I just say it like that? Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining. I have a merch giveaway that I will be announcing at the end of the episode. But until then, welcome to Sophia with a PH, okay? Because Sophia with an F is no longer here. She is dead and she is gone. It is with a PH now. There is just something in the air. There's something going on. I'm feeling all out of whack. And I know it's not just me being neurotic as fuck, which I tend to do, because it's affecting every single person. Also, thankful to be alive. For any negative thing I say, I'm going to say a positive thing. Is anyone having a hot girl summer? No, they're not. Unless you're like fucking Doja Cat or Meg Thee Stallion or some shit. So anyways, guys, things are turning around though because I am going abroad to get away from this person and I might not come back.
Thank God.
I'm going to Europe. I am supposed to be leaving in like 3 hours. So that's really interesting because I haven't fucking packed. But I'm supposed to be going to Austria, France, and then Italy. I'm going to be attending a wedding, which will be really fun. But more importantly, I will be recording from my hotel room by myself with like my little glass of champagne. And maybe I can have my fucking hot girl summer there. We'll see.
Maybe.
Hashtag free Britney, by the way. Britney, you are more than welcome to come stay with me. I don't give a fuck if you're a fugitive. I will protect you. I will slap the fuck out of your dad. I don't even care.
Wendy Williams status.
Okay, I like should not be saying stuff like that. Let's move on. This is a little random, but I need everyone to bear with me. Why the fuck is Demi Rose with me every waking second of my life? Demi Rose, by the way, is an Instagram model. I have never witnessed someone mentioned in the tabloids as much as Demi Rose, ever. Yes, she has like a huge following. She's beautiful. She's stunning. It's just, it's kind of bizarre. Every time I open Daily Mail, boom, Demi Rose.
Every fucking time.
It's like, she, you know what she's like? It's like the fucking Mona Lisa. And no matter what part of the room you're in, like she just, she follows you with her eyes. Like she's always there.
No, but literally she's been featured on Snapchat every single fucking day for like 4 years.
I know. And we're not shitting on her though.
No.
Because more power to her. I find it perplexing, my little pea brain. Like, what are they even reporting on when they talk about her?
Demi Rose sets pulses racing as she flashes underboob while removing a colorful jumper as she lounges on her bed.
Okay. A, the fact that we report on shit like that is hilarious. B, yeah, that's hot. But, like, what about every other female with a following on social media that posts with underboob in their bed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she's getting reported on these news outlets every single day.
She probably has blackmail on the company.
Honestly, I am fully convinced she pays them or her team pays them, which, like, actually, like, isn't a bad idea at all.
Oh, my God.
I sound bitter, but, like, it's not. It's smart. Watch me show up on Daily Mail tomorrow with my underboob. Just watch, people. Okay, so that's just, like, a little interesting side note. Someone DM me if you've, like, noticed the Demi Rose phenomenon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little hack for you guys, but I need to tell you the story behind it first. First and foremost, I do not like gatekeeping. I cannot stand it when you ask someone like, hey, girl, I love your jeans. Where did you get them? And they respond with, you know, I don't really know. They were a present. Like, I really have no idea. Let me tell you, you little gatekeeper, I have no problem asking you to turn the fuck around so I can shove my hands down your pants, whip the tag out, take a picture of it, and buy a pair for all of my fucking friends. Okay? So rest assured, Sleuths, I love every single one of you, and I'm not about to fucking gatekeep. So here we go. I had a Zoom meeting and I was just like planning on having the camera off because I had literally zero time to get my shit together and look presentable. First thing this fucking lady says when I get on the call is, Sophia, we can hear you. We just can't see your face. And put me on blast, basically. And I, like, tried to lie and say that my camera wasn't working. And this bitch asked if I could try logging in from my phone. Like, why do you need to see my face so bad? Like, what the fuck? So, anyways, I ended up just being like, fuck it. I turned the camera on. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I think that everyone in the meeting was shocked at what came onto the screen, aka me. And I'm not even trying to be self-deprecating right now, which I do all the time. I looked wild. Like they had caught me in my natural habitat, my hair, my fit, just every single thing about it. I was like fucked up. Okay. And they were probably expecting, you know, my Instagram heavily curated everything. And what they got was fucking Steve Buscemi. Do people know who that is?
Yes.
Back to the story. I was telling Alex this, and this little fucking genius told me that there is a fucking filter within the Zoom app. And let me just tell you what a fucking difference it makes. It's like the Paris filter on Instagram that everyone, including myself, uses on their stories. So this is what you guys do. You go to your Zoom settings, click video, and it gives you the option to touch up your appearance and to catfish your coworkers and classmates even more than you already do on a regular basis. Also, you can mirror your fucking camera. So if you listen to episode 31, which you fucking should have, I tell you how to mirror your iPhone camera in your settings and the huge difference it makes on your selfies, because we all know the feeling of looking in the mirror and being like, damn, bitch, you are fucking sexy. And then you go to take a selfie and you end up looking like Jeff. Don't make me say his fucking last name. I'm just saying this filter is life-changing. Next time you have a Zoom call and, you know, you went out with your friends and you got fucked by a dude until like 9 a.m. and the meeting's at 9:30, you're good. You're fine. You know exactly what to do. You just have that filter on and like you're good to go. Damn, I like might never put makeup on again after hearing about that.
Yeah, ever. I never did.
That's true.
Zoom did it for me.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zetus Lapidus.
Okay, time to talk sex, people. All right. Something I get asked to talk about all the time is different sexual fantasies. And one of the most popular ones I see is the massage fantasy / happy ending, which I don't know if you guys knew this about me, is actually a fantasy of mine. And we are very sexually liberated up in this bitch. So this is something I really wanted to get into. It's everybody's lucky day because there is a website called rubmaps.ch. Why is it ch?
Because it probably got taken down so many times.
It's like on the dark web.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Rubmaps, RUBMAPS. And I think you guys can guess why it has rub in the name and why it has maps in the name, because you can find all, and I'm using quotation marks, massage parlors that are near you. Basically, any place that you can get a happy ending. The motto of the website is literally where fantasy meets reality. It sounds like an amusement park. So before we get into this, I do want to say, be careful. To all of my sleuths out there who might want to try this out, don't go alone. Don't be dumb. Have a friend in the car waiting for you, or share your location with a friend, because you can never, ever, ever be too cautious. And this is coming from the most reckless bitch you know. Anyways, I was snooping around on this website. And I learned, Alex, I don't know if I told you this, there are 4 erotic massage places near where we live.
Shut up.
Mind you, guys, we are in fucking the suburbs of Utah, okay? So I was not expecting 4 of them.
Oh my God.
And I think we need to drive to one. Or all 4. Just for research purposes, to let you guys know how it goes. Oh my God, and vlog it.
Yes.
We should. And listen, I have no issue with paid sex. I really don't. I think it can be fun. But I just always imagined it happening like I go get a massage and then the masseuse walks in and they're hot as fuck. And then, you know, he like tells me to go on my back because he like already did the massage when I was laying on my front. So I go on my back and he ends up rubbing me and he's like kind of like going up my inner thigh. And then he just like gets a little bit too close. And then I just kind of start like humping the air. So then he like knows what the fuck I'm into and ends up giving me an orgasm, but not because I was paying him, you know, just because like the sexual tension between us was just so intense and we couldn't help ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The website also, though, is like, It's so detailed. It tells you the price per hour, what type of cards they accept, even like the ethnicity of the masseuses. Oh my God. And oh my God, there's like an advanced search option where you can put specifically what you want.
No way.
And I'm not talking like I want a deep tissue or please focus on my lower back. Okay. I'm talking eat me out, anal play, the size of the tits of the masseuse, their age, their hair length, their height. It's like you can build a fucking sim of your perfect fantasy.
Oh my God, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, so there's four nearby. I wonder if they're like open 24 hours. I was like doing my research and some of the states had alarmingly high number of these places. Like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, they had thousands of these places. So all you sleuths in those states, shout out. I guess you have a bunch of options to choose from. And be very careful probably where you like book, you know, your mother-in-law's massage when she like comes to visit you guys. I would love to know what the inside of these places look like. I also wonder if they actually give you a fucking massage. And then if they give you a heads up, like, okay, now I'm going to finger your asshole.
That's a great point.
Right? Or if they just kind of like sneak it up on you, but like it's not really a sneak because you already paid for it. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're probably like you said earlier, okay, just done with the massage. Flip over.
Yes, exactly.
Flip on over.
Flip on over like a pancake because now I'm ready to fucking fuck you in the butt. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is, I'm very intrigued. I might try it. I don't know. I'll let you know. Alex, you'll be the one waiting in the car.
Absolutely. Car still running.
I thought you were about to say absolutely not because I will be in the next room getting one myself.
Absolutely.
Let's be real.
No way.
So I guess, guys, go check out rubmaps.ch and get your fucking rub on today.
New slogan.
Okay. Now I would like to welcome you to SLU University, the most prestigious institution in all of the land. Today, we are talking about something very important. The most prestigious institution in all of the land. Whether it's the guy who never really loved you in the first place or the girl who broke off your engagement, moving on is not easy. Getting over a breakup, okay? Whatever type of breakup it may be. And I am telling you right here, right now, this is the only episode you will ever need to hear to get better. Okay, sleuths? You can refer to this textbook anytime you need it or send it to your fucking friend who won't shut the fuck up about Brad that has been using her for sex for the last year and just uses her for a place to stay. Because I am convinced all men are homeless until proven otherwise. Truth. Okay, we're going to start with this. Different relationships require different ways of coping, obviously. But what I'm going to talk about today, this shit is universal. Sometimes you do need to lose something to know how much it really meant to you. Except me, because if you lose me, I promise I'm never coming back. So sorry for your loss. First step to moving on is you need to get it through your head. You do not want to be with someone who doesn't want you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even though it's fucking impossible to get through our heads, a guy will fuck your mom, your cousin, the entire cheerleading team, but we'll still come up with fucking excuses on why he did those things and how he actually loves you.
Okay, back up. Honestly, you probably won't get over this person until you find someone new that you actually like. Yikes. People don't like when I say it, but I stand by it. You are going to have times where you think to yourself, like, bitch, I made it. And this fucker, like, doesn't even cross my mind. And that's great. And that means progress. But it can just creep up on you.
Yeah.
because this is what's going to happen. You will go on a string of horrible dates that make you want your ex back. And you cannot let the fucking hipster dude from Brooklyn who like makes his own beer and made you foot the bill and was like the worst kisser ever discourage you. Please do not call your ex when you get home. Because the thing is, if your ex doesn't answer when you get home and you're like feeling a little bit tipsy and you just like can't help yourself, oh my God. That's when you really fucking spiral.
Yeah. And like, I've learned from experience. So take our advice.
Yes. So have I. And it's like the worst feeling in the entire fucking world. You know what you need to do is have all of your friends remind you how much of a loser he is. Have them remind you that snaggle tooth, no driver's license having, fuck your mom type of douchebag. How disgusting he is. And let's be honest here. Breakups are kind of fun.
Speak for yourself.
Breakups are a little tiny bit fun in a super fucked up way. Okay. And let me explain it. Yes, you are sad at first, but you are lying to yourself. And Alex, I'm talking to you as well. If you don't get a sick thrill from it. I know I do.
Okay. Enlighten me, please.
Okay. It's the satisfaction of knowing you're about to make him wish he was never born type of shit.
Okay.
There's a lot of fun stuff that comes with breakups. There is. You can finally post the sluttiest pics that you were insecure your boyfriend like didn't want you to. Because you've got nothing to lose, baby. It is only up from here, and you can kind of just like get wild. The thrill of showing up somewhere looking hot, knowing that you are going to run into him, is the funnest shit of all time.
Yes. If you go to a bar and he's there with his girlfriend, you walk the fuck up to him, hug him. Mm-hmm. Hi, how are you? Shake your hand to the girlfriend.
I have never thought about the interacting with the fucking new girlfriend or the girl he's with.
Because you know that girl is going to be like hiding behind him.
Ooh. Wait, I fucking love that. That is like some satanic shit and I'm fucking here for it.
But you have to be fully prepared that you might walk in on him making out with some chick at the bar. And then that's when it really sucks.
Yeah. Yes.
But it makes for a damn good adrenaline rush.
It does. If you're an adrenaline junkie and you're just like a little bit of a masochist, I guess it hurts, but here we are. We sound so fucked up right now, Alex. Like, okay, I'm going to say one more fucked up thing. And then I promise we're going to get into the healthy advice because like I have learned a lot and I'm not that deranged. Something I like to do to really, really torture myself after a breakup or after a dude just decides he wants to up and leave me and doesn't give a fuck. Visualize him fucking all of the girls that he swore I did not have to worry about, because you know that those are the first fucking chicks that he's going to as soon as it's over.
Okay, please elaborate on how that's comforting at all when going through a breakup.
This is why. Because you lay around like feeling so sad. And then when you visualize that shit, this sadness turns into anger. And to me, I think anger feels better than sadness. That's why.
Okay.
And then anger, like with anger, it kind of like fuels you to go out and, you know, fuck every single dude you run into. Yes. Or like act like a maniac.
Okay. So turn that anger into power.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
The thing is, though, parting right after a breakup, I will say, can be a double-edged sword, because it really is the best if you go out with your friends and you guys are like taking shots and you're like, fuck him. And you're listening to like Demi Lovato, Don't Forget. Did you forget? Oh, you know that song.
Of course.
Like that shit is fun. Or fucking Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Yes. Classic.
The amount of times Alex and I have played that for absolutely no reason because, like, we're not going through a breakup, but, like, we, like, low-key kind of want to.
Yes.
That's fun, but spending that hangover alone can be a little bit dangerous. So mm-hmm. I would suggest maybe try to sleep at a friend's house. You can eat shitty food together and watch trash TV together the next day. And a real friend will understand what you're going through and do this with you. And you know me being the dating app aficionado that I am, I will sometimes go on Tinder just to have like my ego inflated by a bunch of men holding fish in their pic, you know?
Oh, that's my signature move.
Signature. Also, taking a vacation, removing yourself from any possible reminders of him, but more than that, even is it freaks them the fuck out.
Yeah.
And there's like some sick satisfaction in that as well. Like if they do try to call you and you answer and you're like, what do you need? And they're like, oh my God, I'm like thinking about you. Like, where are you? Like, I want to fix this. And you're like, babe, I'm in like fucking Ibiza. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do anything for you.
Yeah, that would freak him the fuck out.
And it's like kind of fun. And, you know, if it's totally, totally unbearable, if it helps you to think this way, sometimes I will just like give myself this reassurance and it's not healthy again, but just think of it like they're not gone forever. And who knows, like maybe you will get back together with that person one day. That shit does happen.
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
Okay. On to the shit your therapist will actually agree with me on that I feel good actually saying out loud. Can we please do that, Alex?
Yeah, let's get on to the healthy shit.
Okay. Obvious ones. Gym, yoga. Obviously, the endorphins. It feels good to physically exert yourself so you're thinking about things other than yourself. But I think also what plays into it and makes it like so therapeutic is because I am superficial as hell and thinking about how sexy I'm going to look.
Yeah.
I mean, revenge bod, ask Khloe Kardashian. Your goal is not to get this motherfucker back. It's to move on.
Yes.
The process, though, can help. Like the action of, you know, thinking, oh my God, he's going to run into me and I'm going to have the revenge bod and I'm going to be fucking his friend. Like all of those things, like they help you.
Absolutely.
But the goal is not to get him back. It just, to me personally, it helps. Okay, next. Do something that makes you feel good and feel powerful. Start killing it at your job or take risks that like you usually wouldn't do. Fucking go get the law degree, go to Harvard and dress like a bunny a la Elle Woods. That is what you need to do. Get out of your room. Listen to music. If you need T-Swift to like comfort you, that's cool. If you need like fucking Meg Thee Stallion to make you feel like a powerful bitch that's going to kill someone, do that as well. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, friends are the most important. Reconnect with your old friends because a lot of these bitches, you know these girls, they get a boyfriend and they disappear.
Yes.
So annoying.
The worst type of girl.
The worst. Go on your fucking apology tour and say sorry to all your friends. Say sorry that you isolated yourself from them because you are different now and now you really fucking need them.
I actually went through a breakup recently and I have mm-hmm. some things that helped me.
Okay. Spill.
Unfollow him on everything, all social media platforms.
Yes.
And on top of that, mute all of his friends' stories so that you don't randomly get a Vietnam flashback every time you open Instagram and see him out of the bars drinking with his
yes.
friends.
Yes.
Like, literally pretend that they died. Rest in peace to Anna Nicole Smith. Okay? And I know no one uses Snapchat anymore, but those who do, avoid Snapchat memories at all costs.
Well, even fucking Instagram has like the memory feature now.
Just avoid Instagram, all social media apps completely.
Fucking just delete everything.
Yeah. But really, time is all I can say. Time heals all And time will reveal all the things that you looked over in the relationship that should have been red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Nostalgia is a dirty liar that makes things seem better than they were. I know you're going to reminisce on all the good things, but please remind yourself of the bad things.
Yes.
Because there's a reason you broke up.
Yes.
And eventually, I started to love myself again.
Mm-hmm.
I had a glow up. I started hanging out with the influencers that he said he wished I looked like.
Are you talking about me?
Nope. I sure am not. You're an influencer? Since when? No, but started hanging out with the influencers he said he wished I looked like. And fucked his favorite rapper.
Oh my fucking God, you did.
So,
wow.
Ladies, it gets better.
Ladies, you will fuck his favorite rapper. I think time is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, Alex. Breakups are just like the fucking worst, but you gotta change the mental state, which I think kind of keeps people in that sadness of a breakup and makes it super hard to get over people, which is one of scarcity. I see this especially with women. You think the guy you were dating was some god and that there are no other men out there. There are.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm laughing. I just think it was a gorgeous cliche. But before we get into questions, last thing I'm going to fucking say about getting over someone and to protect yourself just a little bit from the depths of hell that is a breakup, do not make this person, dude or girl, become your whole existence for living, which mm-hmm. a lot of fucking people do. And they confuse it with love, but no one should be the sole reason for your existence except you. And I think that is the most important thing I'm going to say. And with that, I'm out.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, it's time for the Sleuths questions, advice, stories, diary entries, whatever the fuck my sleuths wanted to submit to me. Okay. Also, SOS stands for Save Our Sleuths. I had a sleuth write this in and she suggested that we start calling the question segment SOS, Save Our Sleuths. And I kind of like it. Kind of has a ring to it. SOS. So let's fucking go. Alex, you want to read it?
Sure. Hey, Sophia, love the pod. Okay, so every time me and my guy are having sex, he talks about how he can only finish in doggy. I know other people say similar things, but it's becoming an issue. I don't know if he wants to see more face or if he just prefers my ass. Is this something that should be a deal breaker or something to work through? Once again, love you in the pod. Okay, I have an answer for this.
Okay.
I honestly find it really hard to believe that he can only finish in doggy when he probably fucking has lotion and tissues next to his bedside table.
Okay, that's actually, I did not think about that. That's a very good point.
Yeah, like, guys literally use a flashlight in the shape of a vagina.
A flashlight.
Yes, yes. To get off. Like, do not believe him when he says he can only finish in doggy. Tell him the only way that you can finish and see how he likes it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Chances are he can't even get you to orgasm.
I think it only becomes a deal breaker if you ask him, hey, buddy, I actually love coming in missionary or on top, and he tells you to fuck off. Then I think it's a deal breaker. We're not dogs, okay? We're human beings. We have feelings. We can try different positions. We can, like, do different shit. Voice what you want in the bedroom and then make the decision. All right, next. Hey, Sophia, Illy, I hope I don't have to spend to ask this, but can you please give us straight men advice on how to approach women like yourself? Or give us some tips on any women in general. Thanks. Just trying to get some pump and dump put here. LOL. What a guy. My advice is free, 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 honey. So don't worry about that. We'll speak for myself first. I don't like the cool act that a lot of guys try to do. I notice this a lot with successful dudes or hot dudes or frat bros, or I don't even know, probably like 50% of the population of men or more. And they think that either I should be going up to them or I should be doing what they say, or they get easily offended with my humor. Alex, have you ever had a dude do that?
Absolutely. They, like, take it personally when you're funnier than them. It's like, get used to it, sweetie.
Or they just, like, expect that I should be all over them, hanging on them. No, thank you. I like it when dudes tell me straight up how they feel about me or show me attention or affection right off the bat, and they fucking make that shit known, you know?
Yes.
And that's a turn on to me. And any respectable girl should want the same, honestly. I want you to buy me a drink, and then I want you to not be clingy, though. Also, buy me the drink, and then, oh my God, this is the hottest thing, say, girl, I hope you enjoy that drink. I'm going to go be over with my boys, or I'm going to be outside and I'll see you around. Please enjoy. Or what I absolutely love, 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 love is when a dude gets me a drink and a drink for all of my friends. Cha-ching. Love that.
Yeah, I agree and disagree to an extent.
Okay.
I see a lot of guys go from girl to girl to girl in one night at the bar. And us girls, we notice that shit. Like, you can't just go throughout all of your options and weigh out who's the prettiest or who is the one you want to take home the most.
Or the sluttiest.
Exactly. Like, it's disgusting. Like, you pick one, you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
I agree with that, actually.
To answer your initial question, I hope you don't preface your approach as only a pump and dump. Like, obvious answer, like Sophia said, initiate conversation, but be confident as fuck. Offer her a drink, ask her to dance. Honestly, like I was saying, pick one girl, devote your entire attention to her all night, and 9 times out of 10, she will go home with you.
Bottom line, I think if you see a girl and you really fucking like her, then you might be missing out on sex for the night because you ought to be devoted to her for that entire night at that point. You really do.
Yeah.
Because as much as, like, maybe if the dude went over to another girl, I would get, like, a little bit jealous. Like, I would be like, game over. It's up. Bye. Okay, next. Hi, girl. I was trying to think of a way that I could see if my guy has been hooking up with other girls. I know that there are a ton of websites where you can send an anonymous STD text to someone. You send them a text, then see how they text you about it. If they seem really concerned that it was you who gave it to them, then he isn't seeing other girls. But if he seems unsure it was you, does not say anything immediately, or does not say anything at all, then he might be seeing other bitches. I have not tried this myself, but the worst that happens is that they get tested and they're clean and they think their friend pranked them, or you just help them discover that they have chlamydia. Love you, girl. I don't know. To be honest, I think it's brilliant and I love the creativity. I really do. Would you believe it if you got a text like this?
No. Because, I mean, to be honest, the guys that I'm fucking aren't... how do you say, scumbags? And they don't have the decency to even text me personally to let me know they have an STD. But anyways.
Right. They're like, it's up to her and God now. That's like none of my business.
Yeah.
I love that, Alex. I really love that for you. I get spammed on my phone all the fucking time. And I've actually had an STD before. The health department, they take that shit extremely seriously. They call you. They ask, like, who did you get it from? Can we call them? What's their number? What's their address? What's their social? A casual text saying, hi, good morning, Dan. You have gonorrhea. Seems like, I don't know, a big fucking HIPAA violation to me. So I personally wouldn't believe if I received a text like this. I love how this girl says the worst thing that can happen is he gets tested. I think there is some emotional turmoil that goes along with believing you have a fucking STD. But again, judgment-free zone.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the guys that I've been talking to should probably be the ones sending me this text because, honestly, I'm not worried about them seeing other girls, but can't say that they shouldn't worry about me seeing other guys.
For any guy that has been fucking Alex, I can confirm this.
No, I'm lying.
All right, next. Hi, Sophia. My body count is, in my opinion, higher than it should be. And that is because very few times I've had sex, it's 100% on my terms. It's usually because I feel like I have to. And let me clarify. Not in a rapey way, but like the social pressure of feeling like the guy will be mad at me if I don't, or feeling like he will see me as a waste of a date if I don't. Do you have any advice on how to stop having sex when you really don't want to, or keep yourself out of situations where that is a possibility. I want to be chill and for guys to not think I'm a prude, but I also want to casually dodge having sex with them until I'm comfortable. Sincerely, a girl who's felt used way too many times and can't stop spreading them lips. All right, girlfriend. I hate hearing this shit. I really, really do. It really, really upsets me. But I have been this girl before and I feel you. My advice on how to stop having sex when you don't want to is to just not have sex when you don't want to. And I'm not trying to simplify it because I know it's complicated, but you don't need to and you don't have to and you won't continue to, okay? My mom always told me from a very young age, Sophia, you don't owe anyone anything. And it is so fucking true. And look, obviously, I have people-pleasing tendencies. I think a lot of people do. I totally get it. But the thing is, we have to push it into perspective. What do you actually lose if this guy thinks that you're a waste of time? So fucking what? Oh my God. And if he gets mad, I would go fucking crazy on a guy if he were to get angry at me for not giving it up. It's ridiculous. And men don't run the world. Women do. You do. Know your self-worth and know that your pussy does not make a dude respect or like you.
Yeah. And no body count is too high. Like, who the fuck decided the threshold of when the body count crosses the line of too many bodies? No one. And if you're self-conscious about it, why?
Yep.
That's nobody's business. But my advice is, when it's late, go home. Don't stay late. Don't stay over. Because they will interpret it that you are down to have sex when you go home with them.
I agree.
And if that guy ends up expecting sex, it may be a sign that this guy is a scumbag and you deserve better anyways.
I totally agree. There's certain situations you can't avoid.
Yeah.
And going up to his apartment at 2 a.m., that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to fuck every single guy you go on a date with, just like Alex said, no body count is too high. Please go right ahead. Set up the fucking tripod and make a little homemade movie while you're at it.
Yes.
That shit does not matter, but make sure you're having sex on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next. I came up to Provo, Utah to stay with one of my friends for the weekend, and she is a part of the church. They have a new Mormon slang word, derfing, dick surfing, aka grinding. She told me this is as close as you can get to having sex without actually having sex. I asked around about it, and everyone has confirmed it is a thing. These Mormon boys will stop at nothing to get their dick rubbed on. Okay. Derfing? Okay. I've never heard about it once in my life.
As someone that's grown up in Utah my entire life,
mm-hmm.
Derfing is not a new slang word. In my high school, derfing was the fucking shit. I mean, I went to, obviously, a primarily Mormon high school. And if you're a Mormon, you were popular, by the way. Fuck that shit. So annoying. Anyways, derfing is not new to me. I have derfed.
Okay.
On multiple occasions.
So what? Is a dude like, hey, like, let's Netflix and chill and derf? Like, how the fuck does, like, that even pretty happen? Much,
no, you would literally go hang out with guys at nighttime. And you'd be making out with them, and they'd be like, should we dirt? And obviously, oh, you know, in high school, you're going to be like, yeah, sure.
It's called dry humping.
It's literally dry humping. Like, guy comes in his pants, like, dry humping.
So what? There were, like, no blowjobs, nope. No nothing.
Mm-mm.
Derfing.
Derfing was the farthest that you would get. I mean, like, there were, you know, stragglers.
Right.
That would have to repent, talk to their bishop about it. But those that stayed on the beaten path, derfing.
Okay, would these dudes come?
Yes. I mean,
in
like,
their
obviously.
Pants.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I Guys, I grew up in Utah, obviously. I went to Catholic school, so I don't know anything about this. And it's shocking.
Yes, derfing. Like, I literally had a friend whose Instagram handle was Derfmaster. Like, I can't tell you how excited I am to see this fucking word being brought up again, because this was a part of my just high school experience.
And these dudes are bragging about it.
Yes.
Like, oh yes. My God, bro, I derped this girl so hard.
Yes. Literally.
That is fucking insane.
And no tea, no shade to everyone out there who's LDS and Mormon.
Like, no.
I love that shit. So more power to you. Derf on. Okay?
The next time you say derf on in front of me, Alex, like, you will never fucking hear from me again.
Next time I hook up with a guy, it's going to be strictly derfing, and I'm very excited to tell you about it.
Honestly, dry humping, I love that shit. I didn't know derfing was like the term, but Oh my God, I almost said derf on. Nope.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So, Sleuths, the part you have all been waiting for, giveaway time. Let me break this shit down for you. All you have to do to win a very special merch bundle is send in a video of you subscribing to the podcast. I know that sounds very simple, but please keep listening. Obviously, if you're listening to the show, I'm hoping that you are already subscribed. If you're not, I don't know what the fuck you're waiting for. But if you want to be entered into the giveaway, take your grandma's phone, boyfriend's Android, sneaky Link's Nintendo Switch, your old pink razor, I don't give a fuck what it is. Go to the Apple Store and subscribe on every single iPhone in there. Whatever you want to do. You get the gist, you guys. We do not discriminate. DM the podcast Instagram page at Sophia F. Podcast, the video of you subscribing to the podcast, and we will pick winners. Get fucking creative, you guys, because I want to laugh. Please. I need a laugh these days. And that's it, you guys. I will post these rules on the podcast page in case you need a reminder. All right. I love you guys so, 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 so much. Alex, where can they find you?
Find me at AlexFranco_meow on all social media platforms.
Ooh, TikTok?
TikTok, Venmo, Instagram, Snapchat, Venmo.
The mooching never fucking stops.
Nope.
And you guys know where to find me. I will see you guys soon.